Bill Hammond heads the TAB and calls the education measure a bad bill. His organization was okay with fewer than the 15 exams required under the state's STAR test, but he didn't want the number reduced to just 5.
The results from last year indicate that the students are not learning at the standards. They had to set the passing rate on Algebra 1 at 37% correct to pass the test, to get 80% of the kids to pass the test.
Hammond said the state needs more testing and accountability if Texans are going to be qualified for good jobs now and in the future. But University of North Texas Chancellor Lee Jackson isn't sure how much difference it would make if the TAB gets its way.
You'd have to be awfully confident about the current test structure to say that these changes are going to be that drastically different and bad. Higher education collectively was not that certain of or invested in the prior set of tests.
The Texas House and Senate overwhelmingly approved the bill reducing the number of end-of-course exams. So did the TEA, grassroots groups, education officials, and various business organizations other than the TAB. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.